Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Berurah, Simen Chav Zayin Sif Yud, Shir number 64. We're discussing now the placement of the kesher of the tefillin shel Rosh in the back of the head. We discussed in Sif Tes the importance of having the tefillin shel Rosh above the original hairline. We discussed if a person sees someone else's tefillin below the original hairline, they should politely, properly go over to them and bring it to their attention that that's not where the tefillin belong. If they know how to make it smaller, they should make it smaller. If not, they should take care of it as much as they can. Make sure it gets smaller. Now we're discussing very important halachas about the kesher shel roish, the kesher in the back of the head. We're going to see that the kesher belongs on the bone. Now, you can't fit the whole entire kesher on the bone, so the top of the kesher belongs on the bone, which is the end of the skull. It's the end of the skull. And if you take your finger and touch that bone and come all the way to the front, you'll notice that your hand is basically around where your eyes are. And the tefillin shel roish, the kesher, the tefillin shel roish, has to go opposite the face. So if you take your finger and it goes straight in front of you, you're going to come to your eyes. If you go above your eyes, it means you're moving your hand higher up when you are going like you did. You went up.
Big ears.
Yeah, yeah. You go over your ears. Right. Okay, there we go. You see how now it's going to your eyes. Okay. So we also have to make sure that the kesher, the back of the tefillin, is in the middle, is centered properly in the middle of your head, and this accomplishes two things. Number one, because it is opposite, it should be opposite the actual tefillin. So if it's in the middle, then the tefillin shel roish will be also properly b'nei necho. Furthermore, if the tefillin, the kesher in the back, is too low on the place where there's no hair, that is also a problem. The same way the tefillin shel roish, the kesher, the top of the tefillin itself, the bayis, has to be b'mokoyim sheish karcho. In other words, like we learned yesterday, a place where there technically can be hair on the head. B'mokoyim sheish karcho means that the person could make the bald spot, rachmon letzlon, if there's a mace that he's not allowed to. That was the gzeir show we learned yesterday in Sif Katan Lamin Gimel. So too, the kesher has to be b'mokoyim sheish karcho, meaning that there could be hair in the back of the head, as opposed to lower down when there's no hair. Person has to be careful that the kesher should not be too big around the head, because if it's too low down, it's possible to be in a place where there's no hair of the head. And that's a problem, and we'll see that a person could be not yoitzis tefillin if the kesher is too big and the kesher in the back is below where the hair is. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yud, Tzorg Shia Kesher Ma'achori HaRosh L'mayil Ba'odif. The kesher has to be in the back of the head, l'mayla b'ayrif, above by the ayrif. What is the ayrif? That's the back of the skull, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich lechaven haketzitza. The ketzitza is the tefillin, the top part of the tefillin. Tzorich lechaven haketzitza shetei be'emsa. That ketzitza has to be in the middle. Kedei shetei kineged ben einayim. That has to be what we call in between your eyes. V'gam kesher, so to the kesher, the knot in the back, yeh be'emtza ha'ayrif lo yite lekan or lekan, and should also not be tilting to the right or to the left, but rather in the middle. V'tzorich shi'a ha'mokim shebe'kesher shenira ke'ein dalet letzad chutz. Furthermore, what is a kesher supposed to look like? It should look like a dalet, like the letter dalet. When one looks at the person in the back of the head, you'll see the form of a dalet. Hagol v'wadin v'kesher shel yud, tzorich li'zor shli'sapech. So too, when it comes to the kesher, not the yud, the kesher shel yad rather, you have to make sure that it does not turn over. This is also important when people put on the tefillin to be very careful, as we'll see, that if the kesher shel roish, which means the ritzua that goes around your head, the kesher shel roish means the ritzuas, the straps that are holding the tefillin on your head, that go around your head. That's the kesher shel roish. As well as the kesher shel yad, which means when you go over your arm to tighten the bias, the tefillin on your arm, you have to make sure that when you put that on, it does not flip over. The ritzuas have to be the black side facing out. I'm not talking about nowadays they make black on both sides. We're talking about the shiny black part that's facing out. If it flips over, both the shel yad or the shel roish, either one of them, so the mishrul will bring down, as we'll see shortly, Mitzvah Shem, that it could warrant a person to even have to fast, or if not fast, to give stock of the amount of money that he would eat for that day. So let's now take a look at the Mishtaru and Sif Katan Lamed Hay, and we said that the kasha should be Ba'oiref, Shehu Soif Hagugoylis, it's the end of the skull. The Oiref is the end of the skull. Vuhu, turning the page, Neged Aponim, it's opposite the face, like we just explained earlier, where if you take your finger going by the kasha, go straight to the, by the Oiref, go straight to the front, it's going to be in the front of the face. As opposed to sometimes people have their kasher, unfortunately, too low down, and then it's by their neck. It's so low down, it's not even where the hair of the head is, in the back, and you go to the front, it's by their throat. He says further, V'loy kol kach lamata kineged ha-goroin, but don't do like we just said, don't put it too low by your throat. V'toiv, in other words, be in the front would be the throat, the back would be your neck. The main part of the kesher means the top part of the kesher should be above the guma, above that indentation on the back of your head. It be careful, at the very least, to make sure that the kesher is not, I feel a mixas a kesher, even any small part of the kesher should not be resting on a place without any hair of the head. The shamu mafrekes hatsavar v'lo oirif. That is the back of the neck, and that's not the oirif, that's not the end of the skull. It has to be the end of the skull. The tefillin begin in the front, on top of that, at the beginning of the skull, and they end at the end of the skull. L'chein yesh lizor sh'ti ha-retzu ma'kefes ha-roish mitzum semis mu'edekes saviv roishoi. He says, if you're careful, that the ritzua, the strap around your kesher shel roish, your tefillin, should not be too wide. If it's too wide, he tells us now you have two problems. What are the two problems? It has to be mehuduk. Mehuduk means it has to be tied on your head. How do you tie the tefillin shel roish on your head? The way you do that is by going around, making a not too wide of a kesher on your head. It's not going to be too loose. And I don't want to say tight to the point where a person gets a headache. Sometimes you have bar mitzvah bachrim, we don't know what we're doing at first. And we make the tefillin a little too tight on our arm, and so all of a sudden you see that it starts turning purplish red. It's unfortunately a common thing, and then you have to loosen it because his blood's not circulating properly. So too on the head as well, you have to make sure it's not too tight. You don't want to get a headache. But at the same time, you want to be tight that it's munach on the head. That is the kesher. That is making what we call the knot of the head. If it's too loose, you're not making a kesher. It's not muhuduk. Shein is the imhem refuyim. Saviv hekef roish yipol aktsitz lefonov al mitzchoy o yipol akesher l'achrov l'mat avit savoroi l'yeh mekoymon haroi lehen. So he says like this, if your tefillin shel roish, the kesher around your head is too wide, it's too large, your kesher shel roish will fall down in front of you. The tefillin shel roish will fall down past your original hairline. That's number one. That's problem number one. Which we said, you're not yetzi tefillin, person will not be yetzi tefillin, we said in Siftes, making a bracha latala, it's kimunachim mekisan, etc. Furthermore, the kesher in the back, it's going to be too low down as well. So I didn't mention this yesterday, it's appropriate to mention now. The straps of the tefillin, the ritzuis that we call them, are made of leather. Just like lahavdil, a person has leather shoes, and the leather shoes over the course of time, they stretch. So too, no different, the ritzuis, they stretch as well. Especially when a person's pushing them down with his hands and at the same time to put on the kesher shel roish. Over the course of months and months, the leather stretches. That's just the nature of how it works. That being the case, a person has to be careful, to be cognizant, and make sure that over the course of time, he might have to, most probably will have to, shorten the kesher of a tefillin shel roish. Sif kot lamed vav, shetei be'emtza, roich of ha'roish, the ketzitza, the tefillin have to be in the middle of your head, v'loyat ha'yisom l'tzad echad, kedei she'yizkayim v'yilo teitovis be'yinecha. Because you want the teitovis, the tefillin, in between your eyes. If you did not put the tefillin in between your eyes, then you would not fulfill the mitzvah tefillin tzarich lizar bazeh, and you have to be careful of this. Rabbi Yasha says you could use a mirror; it's not a problem. I know I personally spoke to Shmuel Kamenetsky about it as well. He says fine; it's nothing wrong with using a mirror to make sure it's in between your eyes. Also, be careful. This is, I think, maybe the second, maybe even the third time that Mishmaru says, don't make the tefillin too large. Because then it's going to be difficult to have the tefillin properly tied onto the head well, resting on the head well, and to be in the proper place. Because if it's large tefillin and they're resting on the top of the head, then they're not going to be tied properly, tightly on the head. That's just the nature of it's too large of a tefillin. And if it's in the right spot on the top of the head, then it can't be resting properly on around your head, and that's not called a kesher. V'gam a kesher lo yovoy al mekayim kedin, and the kesher, like we just said, will not come on your head in the right place. The last halacha the Mishmur discusses here is that the tefillin of the kesher, the tefillin has to have a dalit. Kesher means a knot. Kesher means a knot. So what type of knot are we making here? So we're not just wrapping it together any way you want, but rather we're making a knot in the form of a dalid. Of course, we know some have a double dalid, but at the end of the day, it's a dalid twice. It says the Mishra, Kishtei Ritzuis Yoitzis Mitaycha Kesher Lamata. You have two Ritzuis that come out from the Kesher, one to the right, one to the left. The kesher that comes out to the left side, it continues to make the roof, the top of the dalit. And the kesher that comes out from the back of the right side of the person, the one that comes out to the right side forms the leg, the regel hadalit. So that is what you want to create with the ritzuis. And you have Shem Hashem because you have the shin on the actual tefillin. You have the dalid on the back of the kasher. And then you have, some call it a yud, by the Tilin Shel Yad, and that's Shem Shakai. Shin, Dalit, and Yud. Some say the Kesher, the knot by the Tilin Shel Yad is also like a Dalit. Okay. We now continue with Sif Yud Aleph. The main point, just to review of Sif Yud first, is that the Kesher in the back of the head should be at the end of the skull, which is opposite the person's face, more precisely opposite his eyes. And it has to be careful that it's not too, the kesher on your head is not too long and too large, that the kesher in the back will go in a place where there's no hair. That's not good. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Mechavir says in Sif Yud Aleph, Sarach Shia Shachar Shabetsuz Letzad Chutz Lo Yishavchu. Bein Shal Yad, Bein Shal Rosh. The black part of the Ritzuz, has to be facing outward. What is in the black part? So you have the light brown part of the ritzuis, the leather, the uncolored, undyed leather, and then you have the dyed leather. That's the black part. Nowadays, they make the ritzuis both sides black so that there's no concern, if you will, of they're not staying black, because the ritzuis have to be black. Of course, there are places that say it's a good idea, A sefer told me that Rabbi Yashu says he did not like that approach. I asked him why. He did not know the reasoning from Rabbi Yashu's, but there are many, many places to say they do like the black on black. Even if you have black on black, you have to make sure that it's a shiny part of the black that's facing outward. And it should not be flipping around, whether it's the Tefillin Shiyad or Tefillin Shel Rosh. Then he tells us in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches, what happens if it turned over? Now we're talking here specifically by the place of the kesher. If the ritzuis by the place of the kesher shel yad, which means right on your by your bicep, if that flipped over, you put it on incorrectly, and the leather, unpolished, undyed leather is flipping frontward, as opposed to facing your skin. So he says over here, and the same thing by the tefillin shel rosh, with the ritzuis going around your head. You're not mechuyev to, but it's midas chasidus that a person should fast, or if at the very least be paide, give the amount of money that he would eat for that day to tzedakah, because then that would suffice as if he fasted that day as well. The concern here when you say you shouldn't flip over is that which goes around the arm by the kesher, by the bicep, as well as around your head. But the rest of the ritzuis that go in the seven krichas around your arm, if that flips over or by your fingers, that's not a concern. You want to make it look nice, of course. As well as by the ritzuis coming down your shoulder and then your chest, that doesn't, it's not as problematic, if you will, if it flips around. But it is encouraged, one is encouraged to place him into his belt, that they don't, they stay the shiny part facing forward. That's what he says here. That which comes down the front of you, you don't mak at all, that it shouldn't turn around. It's because it's not from the main part of the mitzvah. Nonetheless, mitzvah. Because of noy mitzvah roy lafaych, you should make sure it's facing proper direction. That the shachar, the black, is facing outward, in the correct position. Now this, you have to be careful that the tefillin, the ritzuas don't flip around, both by the roish and the shalyad. Hinei b'shalyad, shu roye kishu meniach, the shalyad that he puts on the ritzus when he sees it, yoch liro is shalyad hafech le'a kasher le'a ritzua. You could see that the kasher should not flip around, and you could see that the ritzua should not flip over. Of a shalroish den yiroya, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Kishu meniach saviv roisho. When you put it around your head, so how do you check to see it's not flipped over? So he says you should feel it. Yimash mishayte biyodim imokam makatsitsa. And sometimes you'll find that people don't realize that what happens is that the inside the kesher, when you put it on, sometimes it flips over. Then the person pulls down the ritzuis. Before they know it, they have the kesher of the tefillin shel rosh. It's inverted. It's inside out. And then when they put it on their head, it is a problem. So how do you check that? He says to feel it. Now, how long does the ritzuah shel roish have to be? We discussed the ritzuah shel yad previously. Now we'll discuss the length of the ritzuah shel roish. Yishal shel ritzuah shiyu tluyim lefonav v'yagiyu ad ha-tabor. Oy lemayla mimenu ma'at. The ritzuah should come down to your navel, belly button, or a little above that. Ve'giyu ad ha-tabor, oy lemayla menu ma'at. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Mem, v'im ha'isif ha'zeh, less than ba. If you have it a little longer than the middle of your stomach, or your belly button, then it's not a problem. Oy lemayla, or a little above that. Ay mechadusha v'kiv eger, says the Mishnah Sif Katan Mem Aleph. So the right side should go until your tabor, the navel, right? That's what they call it, right? Okay.
The navel, yeah, the belly button.
Belly button, right? Okay. And then the left side of the Ritzua until the chest, Ad HaChazer. So the chest is above your stomach. Now, we don't see it like that. We have it longer than that. But that's what he's bringing here from Rav Akiva Eiger and the Aretz Chaim, that at the very least, that's how long it should be. Over tor kosov oid, yeshuaim deshel yimin al hamila, deshel smol al atabah. The Torah says further that the right side should go to the place of the length of the bris mila, and the left side of the ritzuas of yeshel roi should go to the navel. So the Torah has a little longer for both the right side and the left side, as opposed to Kiveg and Aretz HaChaim. And the general custom is more like the Torah. Siv Katin Mem Beis. The Mechaber tells us back on the top of the page. Roich of Aretz Suis. Shal Yad v'shal Roish ka'irich sa'iru l'pachus. What's the width? What's the width that the Aretz Suis have to be now? The width of the Ritzuas Shal Yad and the Shal Roish is like the length of a barley bean. Right? It's called barley corn?
Barley grain.
Okay.
Barley seed, barley grain.
Okay, so of the barley. How's that? The length of the barley, which is very, very small.
About a quarter of an inch.
I bet maybe even less, if not less than that even. In Pires Mishir Eirech Haritzuas V'Rochbon, if a person has his Ritzuas less than that, in Pires, less than the shear of the length of the Ritzuas, or the width of the Ritzuas that we discussed, Im Eino Yimaitzi Acheres Menichen Kemoi Shehein, Ach Yimso Acheres Kishir. If your Ritzuas are less than this shear that we just discussed, so what are you supposed to do? If you can't find the better ones, just wear it like this. If you can't exchange them and replace them, wear them like this. Now, Baruch Hashem, for most of us, where we live, these are not issues. Even if you don't have a sefer in the front door and around the corner, like many communities have, a few blocks away here and there, you can still get ritzuas. This does happen. Where you have to be careful, mindful, is by the kesher shel yad. Over the course of years, you're using the same ritzuas and you're pulling and you're making a knot and you're pulling, making a knot. Before you know it, that specific spot where you're pulling it and making the knot, it gets more and more narrow. You're stretching it out, and you have to make sure, of course, number one, that you don't rip it. That's one thing, right? I once saw somebody you ripped, right? And that's number one. Number two, even before rips, you have to make sure that you don't lose the size, the shear we're discussing here. Says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katin Mem Beis. So we said it has to be the width of the ritzuas have to be like the length of a barley bean, barley seed. Hainu beklipasa, with its klipa, with its shell, which makes it a little bigger, with its klipa. Aba baloya oikis shelo, but not with the tail, the end part of it. The Yeshba Oxen Aruchim Yoi, because it has very long, call it ends, very long pieces at the end of it, before you break it off. The Yeshem Didai Bereich Ma'irich Chita Opachas Mikasoida. There are some that say it's enough that the width of it is the length of a chita, of a wheat kernel. And less than Opachas Mikasoida, and less than a barley seed. In time of necessity, which is this is a smaller shear, you can rely on this opinion. Like we just explained, if you're careful about the tool and shalyad, where you tie it, it's very common that the ritzua gets stretched over there and it gets thinner. Or it becomes ripped. In the sekes, to the point where you don't have the shear. Siv Katin Mem Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Im piches mikashir, oyrech haritzus rochban. Im eini mitzi acheros. If you can't find other ones, you should wear it what you have. There are those who say it's kosher, those who say it's possible, even b'diavid, as is discussed in the Beis Yosef. That b'diavid, if that's all you have, then when it's stretched out like this, then you should still put it on. If it's less than the length of the hand that we discussed in Sivches. In Sivches we said that you have to have the ritzua of the shalyad as long as you go around your arm to make the kasher, go straight over your forearm without making the seven wrappings, and then we said you go around your fingers three times. That's a way to measure the length of how long the ritzua shalyad has to be. What happens if somehow, some way, it gets shorter than that? So that says the Mishnah Brura, v'im yesh kidei lishud al etzba tzreida. What does he say here? Skip the line. V'achoyne maski v'im epiches mikashir oirich b'shalyad that we discussed in Sivches, yenich b'li bracha. Put it on without a bracha. You see, it's very important here. To such a degree that a person is discouraged from making a bracha if the length is less than this amount that we just discussed with the shalyad. V'im yesh kidei lishud ad etzba tzreida hakriches ein ma'akvin. And if you have the ability to put it on your finger, then the kriches will not ma'ake, will not prevent you from not wearing it properly. In regards to the length of the ritzua shel roish, says the Ratzis Chaim, the dakim yesh chutz mima shemake faroish al kopanim kashir shnei tvachim. So at the very least, if the length of your ritzuas shel roish are two tfachim, so that's very little. That's like coming right past your shoulders, or just to your shoulders. Okay, just a little past your shoulders. Then it's still fine. Halavachi inichim b'lei bracha. Then, but if it's not at least two tfachim coming down, at least past your on your head, two tfachim of the ritzuas, which a tefach, of course, is a fistful, then if it's not at least two tefachim, you cannot make a bracha. In regards to the width of the ritzuas, shal yad, shal roish, hichmer, gam kein, also, machmed im loy, hoyo rak, hidei, oyrech achita, yinichem, bli bracha, if it doesn't have at least the width, if the measurement of the ritzuas is, the width of it is not at least the length of a wheat kernel, then you should put it on without a bracha. In regards to fixing the ritzuas, can you do this? Does it help? Take a look in Siman Lamed Gimel, which Hashem will get there. Let's see a little further. See if we can finish the Siman actually. In Siv Katan Mem Hei. So what does the Mechaber say on top of the page? It says, Tfilin Shel Roish Toiv LeYosim Gluyim VeNirim Aval Talmid V'Fnei Rabba Yein Derech LeGalo Yis Tfilin V'Fonav. The tefillin shel roish is appropriate that they should be gluyim, they should be exposed, venirim, and visible. However, a talmud b'fnei rabbi, it's not derech eretz legalos tefillin b'fonav to expose his tefillin in front of his rebbe. Explains the mishmas of katan mem hei mem vav, dechsiv v'ro'o komei ha'aretz, and all the nations of the land should see them. Meaning what? It's referring to a tefillin shel roish. The tefillin on your head. V'toyiv shegam hakeshi yimagula, aval ein noegin kein. Now it's interesting because he says it's appropriate the kesher in the back of the head also is appropriate. It should be magula. Then he says that's not our custom. Now we also had learned, or actually we will learn later on, that it's appropriate to have your talus over your head even throughout the whole entire davening. So you can't really have both. You can't have the kesher in the back of your head exposed, as well as your talus over your head. But it does say over here that the minig is not to have the kesher exposed. Even if both the shalroish on the top of the head and the kesher in the back are both both covered, then it's still fine. Ain derech eretz, we said that the tefillin should be exposed in front of the rebbe. Shat tefillin him derech covered kedichsiv. As it says, "Ro kamei al aretz," and all of the nations should see, as we just mentioned, "Vein derech eretz lahashvoyis atzmi l'rabbi." It's not appropriate.
Vein derech eretz for a person to acquaint himself as a rebbe.
Same way, by a parent, if a child overhears a parent having a conversation, a child is not permitted to say, yeah, that makes sense to me, I agree, no, you're right, when you're right. The child on the same level as the parent. So in this generation of chutzpah yazgei, the chutzpah gets bigger and bigger, as we see by Eichus of the Mashiach, as the Mishnah tells us, we find these on a regular basis, these type of things. The same concept over here. It's not derech eretz for a Talmud to be mashra atzmoi, to equate himself like the Rebbe. So therefore, he should not be exposing his tefillin in front of his Rebbe. Now, one has to know, he's referring to a Rebbe Muvok, Stam Rebbe, one has to know. He says, "Vein derechez lashus asmei l'rabbi alkei nechaz oisam betalisoi oibekoyva." Therefore, you should cover them with his talis or with his hat. Once again, that's most probably referring to a Rebbe Muvok. Says the Ramah, "V'shal yad ein lahakbid imheim galuyim u'mechusim." But the shal yad ein lahakbid, we don't have to be concerned if they are exposed or whether they're covered. Mishmur explains on Mem Zayin, Mikomakon Lechatchila Toiv Yoisir Lechasoyisim, it's better that the Tefillin Shel Yad should be covered, as we had mentioned numerous times. L'chol Lois should be assigned for you, V'loy L'acherim. And nearly, the Achshir She'ein V'nichim Ela B'zman Kriya Shema Tefila, the Ramah concludes the Simen Chav Zayin by saying that nowadays, since we, B'zman Hazeh, we what? We the Achshir She'ein V'nichim Ela B'zman Kriya Shema Tefila, we put on Tefillin only for the most part during Kriya Shema and Tefillin Shemon Esrei or by davening. Afilo Talmud Fnei Rabbi Yochol Legalis Af Shel Roish V'chein Minig Shloi Lizor. The minig is that the Talmud can have his Tefillin visible even in front of the Rebbe, since we're only wearing it for a short amount of time. Heim Guluyim Perush to Sifkat Memches, turning the page. She'im Nikru Begodov Les Lamba. Person's garments ripped, it's not a problem. What he's referring to is the shalyad. If the garment ripped and the shalyad is now visible, not a problem. Aval also lanichan ala beged. But as we learned in Sif Hey, it is aser to put the tefillin shalyad on top of the garment. Just to review very quickly a couple points over here, that the kesher of the shalyad and the kesher of the shalroish, one has to be careful when they tie them to make sure that they do not flip inverted, that the shiny part should be facing outward. And we discussed the length of the ritsuas, we discussed the width of the ritsuas, and it's a very small shear, the size of a wheat kernel, which is the length of the wheat kernel has to be the width, the minimum width, b'di'eved, of the ritsuah. And Mitzvah Shem, we will continue in the next year. Simen Chof Ches Koyach Dine Chalitzas HaTfilin. The halachas of taking off the tefillin.